Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I trust that you guys will handle this next subject with maturity and professionalism.
We always do.
But I saw an interview with the golfer Phil Mickelson. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a colorful golfer.
He's a big deal.
Yeah. I believe he's won the Masters now, right?
I think so.
And so he's got the green jacket. But Phil was sharing some interesting things that have taken place throughout the years when he was golfing on the PGA Tours.
Okay.
And one of the more unusual stories that he shared was that he was in the Memorial Tournament in 2006, and as he came up to the sixth hole and began to putt on the green, they moved the flag out of the hole so they could putt in, and they looked down in the hole, and someone had used it as a toilet. Someone had gone to the bathroom in the cup on the sixth hole.
Wow. Hole in one.
Actually two.
Oh, it was a birdie.
Now, he says he doesn't know if it was someone who was just a twisted, sick individual or someone who was just in an emergency situation and found that to be the best option for them.
Yeah. Not if you're in an emergency, you're trying to find where's the toilet? I'll use that. That ain't an emergency.
Because
even to make it perfectly in that
area, you got to straddle just right.
Yeah.
That's my problem with golfing. There are no restrooms along the way.
True.
So you find a tree or a bush beside someone's house whatever.
No, sometimes at the fancier ones, they have like a bathroom at the ninth hole.
At the turn.
Yeah, at the turn, whatever.
Yeah, that's nine holes of drinking.
Right.
I can't make it nine holes.
Guys have it way easier playing golf than girls do.
Oh, you can use the hole anytime. No one will even know.
Well, not really. They know.
They'll just be like, oh, look, she's just squatting down to get her ball.
Oh, my God.
I think what's happening is that there's too much drinking on the golf courses. That's why you're seeing crazy stuff like that.
It's a boring game. You got to do something fun.
Well, I'm usually doing little golf ball hunts, like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
I'm having enough trouble trying to keep up with that.
Well, they started asking people, where's the strangest thing that you've come across this?
Mm.
And so someone actually called into the show they were on and said that they had seen on a car bumper sitting upright. There was a little upright on the car bumper, which you have to wonder how that happened. I can imagine someone using the car bumper and trying to use it as a seat to kind of squat on, but I would think you would not have it land on the bumper.
Don't you remember the news couple years ago? There was like the Carpool Bandit, and he was doing it on the hood of cars.
Carpool Bandit. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I was home asleep that night.
It's just weird. I'm like, why would someone do that? And why would someone put on a car bumper?
Oh, I know why someone would do the hood thing, because they don't like somebody.
I think it's, or, yeah, okay. Or,
nowadays, with that DNA testing, I'd be afraid to do that as a means of getting someone back.
I guess you could test that, couldn't you?
You might. I don't know. I'm not going to risk it.
Where do you buy those tests? Okay, you go to the pharmacy.
Now, when we were kids, I knew that some of the other kids would take a brown paper bag and fill it with dog poo.
Yeah, they'd do that.
And then they would wrap it up, put it on someone's front door, and light it on fire ring the doorbell. So what happens is they open the door, they see a little fire on their steps, so they start stepping on it to put the fire out. And so they're basically smashing their foot down in the dog poop.
Is that real? Or
yes, it's real.
Okay.
I saw a kid do it once.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm not making it up.
All right. Can't hang out with that little Tom Steele anymore.
I didn't do it. He did it.
He's telling his mama, you're the one that did it.
We did something much better. We would sit there and light a bottle rocket while one of our friends was at the front door, and they would knock on the front door. We would light the bottle rocket and run.
Wow.
And if you got lucky with time just right, it would go in their house.
Yeah. Delinquent.
Wow. I spent a lot of time in juvenile delinquency.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well.
Gross.
Those are some weird places to find those things.
Yeah, I will tell you. Someone told me who works in retail.
Right.
People have used the dressing room.
Right. And if you want to have fun shopping in like the mall, go in the dressing room, wait a couple minutes, and then yell, We're out of toilet paper in here. They'll come fast if you need help.
I think you just stumbled on a perfect Torture Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And okay. the toilet's not flushing either.
That's weird. Thanks for those weird stories. See, we were tactful.
Yeah, I was actually a little disappointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.